pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is that a shower curtain?
Just an introduction, does everybody know everybody here, or?
Nope.
You don't know everybody?
Virginia Klassen.
I'm Kim Mullick.
I'm on the planning commission currently.
A representative from the planning commission.
Okay.
Everybody else okay?
Everybody else knows everybody.
I'm Tony DuBon.
Yeah, that's right, we're a stranger.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Why were they waiting for you to find it?
Approval of minutes, I had one small change, to put Virginia's name on as attending, and also voting on the first motion, on the first page.
Do you keep notes, or do you just remember all this stuff?
No, I just looked up here, and she did.
Since I seconded
the motion. We only had three people showing, and then I see it was seconded by Clausen. So, no, she's not on the...
I must have been.
Because I was the one highly impressed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to break your bubble.
We had a lot of sewer representatives stop coming.
Well, if we get one to come back, we'll...
Yeah.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected. One moved and one second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And then we'll just throw out the agenda and go from here on what's happening, where are we going, and actually hopefully discuss a timeline tonight in terms of when and where. Rick, I'm going to kind of call on you because we've worked up that timeline, which means we got to have this thing done by February, so it can be before the council in March, so it can take place in July 1. Am I correct in that?
We need to have it approved by March. So we our deadline, really, we ought to do almost a December 31st, first week of January or two, okay. So that the city council has to do an ordinance that can require two meetings, two notices. Okay. So you just want to give, you could do an emergency clause and do it in one meeting, but I think you're better off not being bunched. So we should finish it right after the first of the year, I think, probably, just so that it's, Tony's going off, maybe the county commission, and we'll have new councilmen coming, and it's probably just kind of wrap this up then move into the new council, we'll hold the ordinance hearings,
So a phase by the end of this year, basically.
Yeah, I'd say for, it depends on how well, first of all, remember that the meetings are taped. I just want to remind everyone that. So, and that we're moving toward minutes going online so that people by tomorrow can listen to the conversations. I just want to, I'm warning every group just to make sure that they know, because sometimes when you get in a small group like this with no audience, we forget that we are. And once it's available online, of course, when someone had to come in and get a copy of a CD, that was a much larger task. If you just want to go click a button, that's an easy task. So, I'm just doing that because we're all volunteer members, and I think it's just important for folks to remember. So, having said that, it depends on how well and smooth the transition goes will help decide how well things move along.
But we're just talking a phase of time right now, trying to figure out what we can do between now and the end of the year.
Well, we will, yes. We have to have everything done. They have to vote to assume sewer and water by March 1st for it to be effective July 1st. So, information that the council may want. I mean, the reality is the bulletin's going to be doing a story, so you'll be reading about that. To a degree, if we're going to take it over, we're going to assume them, we're going to assume them. And it's not as complicated, probably, as it's made out to be to a degree.
So should we go over the steps on how we will either annex or assume? Or because I don't think that not everything
else. When working back from what's the product that this committee can provide to the city council? You know, how much of a guidance or worked up plan or whatever, what are we providing in the end?
I mean, I think that mainly you're the group that's going to follow it closer. The council can't spend the time talking about the issues. But really, I mean, as you well know, the staff, I have to go hunt out things. Mm-hmm. You can't do it by committee as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to ask the questions and then you send me out to do the things. And then, I mean, really, you're the ears and eyes for the council. So then I would hope that you would come forward. What we would really do is come forward and recommend that mm-hmm. the city go ahead and move forward on the official withdrawal so they can assume the water.
Well, and a recommendation on how it can happen. So you're referring to withdrawal
yes.
opposed to other methods.
Yes.
This committee can serve as a like a vehicle for the districts to come to the table and vet their issues or their concerns.
Yes, very much so. So it's hard to know where to start. Maybe we should start with what's the best method? The method that from kind of from the research that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And did he send me? Oh, I think I have it. I can go print that real quick while you guys talk. The council had a session on some of this that was executive session, but the attorneys actually redacted some things that they needed to take out, and so that the other doc, whatever's left is public. Yeah, I mean, it'd be fine. I need to go get that. Okay. What he did is emailed it to my personal email, the assistant, uh-huh. and then I think I forwarded it up to Lapine. So I need to go get that, because I think that will give you, I have the original, so I haven't seen what's in that. Well, you guys can, you
okay.
can chat.
So when we had done this original kind of piece, this informational piece, yeah, and then I thought that I would do another bend on it, trying to make it a little bit more readable and a little bit more attractive, kind of, somebody would grab this and read it. Mm-hmm. So I did a stab at it, so can I pass that out, Tim?
Sure, absolutely, thank you.
I think I like what Tony said about, you know, the product that we want to provide. I'm sorry. The product we want to provide is a recommendation, and so we're going to go through all the steps.
Right.
One, finding out all the information, developing a step of steps that would. Let me re-say this. So we're going to gather the information and bring us to the point that we recommend that the city do it. Assume water and sewer. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we're actually there.
Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, but do we also work on the idea of all of putting the plan, a lot of the information together so that when the ordinance is written, it'll be there?
Well, and let me say that Jeremy and Rick have already started working on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jeremy, you know, has been, I think he's been a month or two already on that. So it's moving forward.
Okay.
At a rapid pace. I think we just need to make sure that we're all in agreement, we've got our ducks in a row, and are prepared to answer questions or forward those to the city that might come up about it. Please interrupt me if I'm stepping out of line here.
Mm. Well, I think what Rick is going to get us is the legal memorandum on outlining the different steps.
Okay.
Not the different steps, but the different methods. And then how we reach each method. that we could do it, but I'm not sure. Council has not decided which one of those steps to take.
Okay, what there was absorption, abandonment, what there was another
one, three. An annexation.
Annexation.
Right. So we're going to deal with those three separate issues to come to a point of saying this is the one we recommend.
Yeah. So maybe that's a good first step for us, even though that it's kind of obvious. Maybe where it could go. But we need to formally make that.
Yeah. Maybe that is going to come from the legal counsel. And maybe there's only one way that we could go. I'm not sure. But when we read that, maybe we can kind of figure that out. So that's about as clear as mud, huh?
Well, it would appear to me that they're going to come up with the ideas, okay, this is how one is done, this is how another's done, this is how another's done, and they're going to leave it to us to sort that out. I would think if that isn't that our job. Because if we're going to recommend which one of those that we do...
I think originally, I think when the committee was formed, that was the case. So I don't know, with your permission, like ask if there's anybody who has any opposition to this to say something or...
Absolutely. If there's anybody on the committee that has a different slant on this and is opposed to the water and sewer districts becoming part of the city.
I think it might be a good point of business as an outcome to this meeting is to discuss the three, it sounds like there are three ways this could happen, with a little bit of input from the city manager saying that, you know, it's pretty obvious, I think what's going to happen is it's pretty obvious this is a good choice. But then if we vote on it, then we have something on the record for tonight's meeting.
Right.
And then this is, you know, we're making the statement that this committee is supporting the path that's going right now. Even though we're not experts in it, but we understand it and we're supporting it. I think that's a good thing we can do tonight. Because then we have all parties voting on it, too, that are here.
And as far as whether we're going to get into specifics about things like having a pro forma budget, Rick thought that he had mentioned he thought it might be a little premature to go into that much detail work right now. And it may not be necessary to do that because if the city does decide to absorb it by one of the three methods, then when they draw their new budget, that's when it's going to have to be done anyway. Yeah. So whatever we do is probably going to just be a moot point.
Well, I think some analysis has already been done because one of the things you hear is that they want to defend the money that's there. But it's really, you know, there's debt service to be done, there's income, and then there's not a lot of money to play with. You know, it's kind of locked in how it has to be taken in and spent anyway. So it wasn't that complicated after we learned a little bit about it.
Right.
You know, most of the income's for debt service and paying this.
Well, depending upon the definition of the three modes of doing it, my assumption all along is that when the city takes over the water and sewer districts, they take over their assets and their liabilities.
Yeah.
So I think initially probably will be run pretty much the way it's run right now, until they have a chance to relook at everything and so on in subsequent years. But you know, for the first year, it almost forced by law to run it as it is run now.
With the same employees too.
Yeah.
And after that, it would take action of city council to change any major operating procedures.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's an option of not taking over all assets and liabilities, but again, that's a little definition.
It wouldn't make any sense to do it any other way.
Right.
Yeah. I think that. Adele just mentioned about with all the employees. That's not necessarily an accurate statement. Those employees would come over that need to be brought over to run it.
Right, but according to all the preliminary research that has been done, is that there are only necessary employees now, and that they had they were going to cut some as well. So I think there's only five.
One was leaving through attrition or retiring.
Okay.
Right, and but still, we might find that the staff at City Hall could take on some of those, some of that workload, and it may reduce the number of employees.
Just I'm not on the committee, so I shouldn't say anything, but I know one of the things that was suggested is that instead of having to contract out for snow plowing, we would be able to utilize some of the utility people. And I know Rick said something about for the first year they're here, they go by their personnel policies. And in other words, everything stays, nothing about their retirement or anything can change for the first year.
Yeah. And it could be, too, that from the date that, assuming this all occurs, from the date that the city acquires them, the city's going to have time to review each job responsibilities of each position and whether they are...
evaluated.
Yeah, evaluate them, whether there are some duplications or unnecessary steps or refinements that could be made to make the job more efficient. So that first year could very well be that process anyway.
Right. Right, as with any, taking over any new business. But I, for one, would I think it would be I would like to say that we would probably take over everyone's position and bring them over to the city until that evaluation could take place.
I agree that I don't see that we have any other choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're going to leave it lay just like it is, except it's just going to have a new manager located in a different office or a new overhead, then you need to bring those people over to keep it running just like it's been running until you make some evaluations or you've done a study that brings you to either a more efficient use of manpower, or we get to the one-year period where we've identified how we'll implement the changes in policies. But I agree with you. I don't see
so how by new manager, are you referring to like the policy
city
making
council.
Board? Right.
City council instead of the two board.
The special district commissioners or board.
So new manager to me would just be, you know, the city council would be in place of what you now have for the water and sewer boards.
I had thought, and it's been discussed some, that there might be an advisory committee to the city council, and it might be well to invite some of the current commissioners of the districts to sit in on that advisory committee.
Exactly.
Utilize some of that expertise and knowledge that they gained over the years.
Okay, I have a quick question. Just reading your thing here, where it says, is this going to be strictly by city council vote, or is it going to go to a vote, a citizen vote?
Voters have already voted in terms of the city charter, but the city set up. They already voted to go under as is stated on that.
Okay. That's what I was calling
Yeah, so it's already been a vote to the city.
Okay.
Vicki, just to explain, we're having a work session tonight, so we'll hold comments.
Oh, that's
the end.
Fine. Can I get a copy of that?
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
I left a message for him, so I haven't seen the document. It's probably in my other email. I don't know if you guys were. The withdrawal is the route we would go, because that's the simplest and that's easiest and it fits.
One of the things I was promoting is the fact that maybe we explain there was, three options? And maybe this committee votes on the withdrawal in support of what's going on tonight.
That
gives us, you know, as something that we voted on, we've discussed, and
we
public
can do that
tonight. So an introduction of the three metrics.
Okay, guys, wish I had something to hand you. But the three are, annexation. Annexation would be you. That's a, you would have that out to a vote, and
of the people.
Yeah, you could. Well, there's a couple ways to do it. The reason that annexation is more complicated is that we can annex the any of the property that's outside of the district boundaries or the city boundaries. There is about 3 acres that's outside of the city limits. That's currently, that's over on the west side. But it's also outside the UGB. So in order to annex it, for the city to annex it, we first have to put it in the UGB. Then you'd have to annex it. It's a two-step process. Probably it's a year-long process to do that. But it's doable. I mean, it's legal and it can be done. So it's just cumbersome and long and expensive. And then the city would grow by those 3 acres. Now, that particular property does not have a water sewer service on it, and there's no one lives on it. It's just a field or something, I guess, is the way it's been explained.
Part of the Young Ranch.
Huh?
It's part of the Young Ranch.
Yeah, so probably the house is somewhere else. But the city. And the reason was we did the city, well, I don't know if I can point to the little 3 acres. It's right here. When the districts did their thing, they went by tax lots. And for some reason, you know, like the city, when they did, they used this road. What's this road called?
Huntington.
Is that Huntington?
Huntington.
They
just
didn't. They didn't go on the west side of it. They used the road where the road doesn't follow tax lots. So the district followed tax lots, and that little triangle is what's in the districts but outside the city. And so what we would have to do is do a UGB expansion, take in that 3 acres. And you know, all the requirements of LCDC and everything else, Deborah McMahon and the whole thing, and then do it.
Yeah.
And then once you've annexed it, you would then, you could withdraw it, you could do whatever you wanted. There's a law, there's evidently a law that says if 100% of the district is within your boundaries, the district's automatically dissolved. See, so once we took in that 3 acres, the district's just dissolved. So that's one way of doing it.
Well, and that is not only a lengthy process, but an expensive process. You're going to be spending all kinds of legal fees and so on with the LCDC and all that. So.
Yeah. And then you have to go talk to that landowner. Does he want annexed? You know, I don't know the person or anything about him. But that is a way we could do it. Withdrawal under Oregon ORS Chapter 2222. The city council may cause a withdrawal of the district territory. To initiate the withdrawal process, the city council must hold a public hearing on the question. That's the one I say we need to do in February. For the purpose of a hearing, objections and determine whether withdrawal is in the best interest of the city. A single hearing may be held for the simultaneous withdrawal of the territory from each district, because we have 2 districts, so we can do it on one night. So it requires the withdrawal, so we have to have a hearing. Then after the hearing, the city, by ordinance, can declare that the subject property is withdrawn from the district. The district must continue to operate separately. The withdrawn portion of the district for the purpose of administration, operation, collection of services until the effective date of the withdrawal. In other words, we do this in February. We say it's going to be effective January 1st. The district still has to operate. They can't just tomorrow say, it's yours. They by law, they have to operate to the date you set. You could set it another year out.
You said January, you mean July.
July. July 1st.
Oh, July.
July 1st. And it's always July 1st, that's the date. So, you know, that's what you do. So the district has to keep operating it. if the ordinance is enacted or approved after March 31st, the effective date of the withdrawal is July 1st of the following year. And the reason they do that is for budget purposes and everything else. So if we wait past March, you have to wait. You would not get it to the following year.
What's that date?
March 31st.
Yep. March 31st?
March 31st. You have to be complete. It has to be enacted and approved.
Okay.
So the ordinance, all of that?
Yes.
So we have a hearing in February, and the city has to have two meetings, or should have two meetings, where it's read.
You just want to have a few weeks fluff in this.
The city council has this meeting?
The city council has they just have to hold a public hearing on whether or not it's in the best interest, like you would any public hearing, and people will come comment yes or no. And if the council decides it's in the best interest, they can adopt the ordinance doing it, withdrawing it.
And is this in coordination with other boards, water and sewer boards?
No. The understanding that we have is that the sewer and water, this is not something they have to agree to.
They were under the understanding that it was, because that has been said to this group, that they had to agree to it. But that's not accurate.
I think that comes from USDA on the loans, and USDA came out with that information that both parties had to agree, and that's where that came from, I think.
Yeah. USDA is a loan, they can't control withdrawals.
Right. Right. Unless they understood that to be in their intergovernmental agreement at one time, the wording may have been put in there, but it possibly was not approved that way.
Yeah. Who knows what people have thought and heard or wished.
Also, to add to what Rick is saying, is the withdrawal would be everything within the city limits, excluding
the 3-acre range. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wedge would stay part of the district. So they can have a 3-acre district.
With no services.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
No, see, the district doesn't, we're not dissolving the district. We're taking what's inside the city out. And that's the difference. Under the annexation one, the district just goes away.
Yeah.
But because of that 3 acres, we have no jurisdiction outside the city limits. Mm-hmm. So the district could hold meetings once a month to talk about that field.
But what about the assets and
I'm just coming to that. Okay. But keep going. In the absence of a binding agreement between the city and the water district, which we don't have, it expired 7 months ago.
Intergovernmental agreement, okay.
When a part of the water district, and you could throw in sewer, is withdrawn, the water district, by action of its governing body, turn over to the city its water mains, service installations, structures, facilities, improvements, and other property in the area withdrawn from the water district that is not necessary for the operation of the remainder of the water system. See, you can have a district. What if this water district went on to Sun River and the main line went through town? Is, you know, the city can't assume that water line and then say, by the way, we're not going to let water go through it anymore, going to Sun River. Mm-hmm. So the law says if those pipes and things are used to service other areas, you have to allow that to continue. And in fact, then it goes on to say how, if you disagree, it goes to the Deschutes County Commission, actually. And then it could go to court if you want to, circuit court, if you want to appeal it from there.
Okay.
So, but since 100% of the facilities are within the city, it doesn't.
We get all of those assets, or the city would get all those assets as it was brought into, or it was withdrawn.
That's correct. all water main service installations, reservoir structures, facilities, improvements, other property that are necessary for the water district to continue maintenance operations, water control, or water system, remain the property of the water district, that's what he's saying, regardless of whether they're located in the city. Again, the pertaining here because there's no customers outside. That's one of the reasons it's important to move forward now. If the districts started to take annex outside of the city further, you would have more issues with this.
Yeah.
But currently, since, and that's why, you know, some people want to wait 5 years, they're probably aware of some of this. And so the more complicated it gets once you have customers outside of the city. It does, there's no deal breakers, it just complicates things. So, okay, here goes on. That was if we had an agreement. Actually, I should have read this. So if we don't have an agreement. In the absence of a binding agreement, when a part of the district is withdrawn, by action of its governing body, turn over to the city its sewer lines. It's all out. This is on sewer, I guess. Maybe there's a little bit of a difference. He's just wording it. All outfill, trunk, collection lines, pumping stations, disposal, and other properties which are necessary for the sewer district to continue maintenance and operation of its sewer disposal systems remain the property of the sewer district, regardless of where they're located in the city. It's the same thing again. If the city isn't happy with how they divided up this property, or within 90 days from the effective date of withdrawal, the district fails to make the division, so if the district doesn't do it, the city council may request that the Deschutes County Board of Commissioners decide the division. So that goes into, if for some reason it didn't divide properly, you go to the county commissioner. After the giving the district 10 days notice to be heard, the Deschutes County Board of Commissioners will divide the property. The decision of the Deschutes County Board is binding on all parties, except that either party may appeal to the circuit court.
So is that an Oregon revised statute document you're working with there?
This is from our attorney, but it's all under Oregon, ORS chapter 2222. If you go to that, yeah, start reading it.
And you're putting in Deschutes County, but it's valid for any county in the state.
Yes.
Okay.
And the last one, which isn't described particularly in here, is, and we talked about the meeting of the day, where the county can, if they decided that it's in the best interest of the residents and things weren't being done properly, the county commission can actually dissolve, and I may not be using the legal word, but dissolve the districts just by a vote of the commission. Remember, the water district was formed not by a vote of the people, just by the three commissioners. They're just a special district. The three commissioners voted to approve it and put it into effect. The three commissioners can vote it out. Now, you can't just do it because you're bored one day. You have to have some reasons. But the threshold isn't probably that high of a bar.
I think
bar.
The sewer was the driver at the time because of the high ground table, water table.
Now
everybody knows that.
The sewer was formed by the vote of the people. Mm. That was done 20-some years ago. The sewer started first, water came later. So they were formed differently. But the county still, special districts, the county can do that. It's not necessary to go that route because the withdrawal route is there.
I'm going to pass this down to you, Rick. This came from Jake Scalone, and he was answering some of the questions we had. It addresses environmental assessment, bond councils, and all of this type of thing. Is Jeremy going to be handling all of that?
Oh, yeah.
Those issues?
You know, this RCAC people, I've never had them come by or talk to them yet. Their name pops up every once in a while, but I've never had any run-ins with them yet over anything.
Well, they've been helping down here in La Palma.
Yeah, but they kind of quit coming around.
I hear the name pop up, but I don't know what they do.
I see these
were Jake was at the last meeting.
There, a contract concluded with the city when we had our economic summit meeting, but Jake stayed on to help specifically with this, with just our committee.
Well, of course, so it says here, according to his research, and that's one of the things I have to research, shows me, and I've tried twice, just haven't got them yet. The USDA is kind of busy, federal folks and all. So the question that he put for him was USDA, that is their biggest loan they have. Debt from the districts. Will the Pine participate in a one-stop? Not sure what he's meaning there. No, this would be simply a transfer of debt. The debt's at the district. The debt's going to transfer to the city. Rural development, they do not refinance. So it's not a refinance. They're going to probably basically put our name at the top of it. There's no doubt it's a process you go through and, you know, but to them, they've already let the debt out. It's the same boundaries and same income stream. The income stream is what guarantees the debt. So the county did tell me they would let us assume the debt, which they said that the other day, you know, that we'd work through that. Would the Pine need to update the environmental assessment? The transfer of debt application would include an environmental self-survey. Pam Swires would help with this. I'm not sure if the city would need an engineer to complete this. So, again, that's part of the process of transferring the debt. The need for a bond revenue renovation. If the rural development wanted more security from the city, then we may have to do some things different
But, I mean, we have more than the district. We certainly don't have less. We, the same assets are there. So, I think that...
These are just some questions the committee brought up and asked Jake if he could do something.
You know, that's where the, I think working with the district, these are the, some advantages of working with the district where they're supported in the transfer of the debt and everything. You know, if this moves along smooth, it's obviously easier. So if someone's goal is to just kind of make it more problematic, they can probably accomplish that. Can they keep it from happening? No.
But some of these things, that the questions that Jake was answering, those are things that could occur after the city formally withdrew.
Oh, well, some of it may happen after, because until you've had a vote to do it, I mean, the USDA isn't going to rewrite a loan if the council hasn't decided that they're going to assume it. So this stuff would happen after. However, what we have to do, we're going to want to know ahead of time just so that we can be working with it. If the federal government moves slow, you know, it's possible. You know, they're not used to, I mean, this happens, no doubt. Loans, mergers and stuff happens. Because they do 40-year loans. You would assume there are mergers quite often over 40 years. And there's a system to do this. But there also can be a bureaucratic stuff. So, you know, so that's one of my big things I want to work on is the debt. To me, it's one of the ones in my top 10 things is really the debt, because we want to make sure that's smooth and it works out. And so those are the things over the next couple of months I want to work on is, and how do we do that? What's the process? Mm-hmm. And then I think, then that'll get us into, do we have to do an environmental thing and everything for them? And you know, we may have to spend some upfront money of ours mm-hmm. from the city, you know, to do some of these. And then we could, you know, probably get that back into our general fund after we...
Mm-hmm. And how were you referring to that environmental survey?
It said self-survey.
Self-survey, that's what I...
We're going to send Adele out. She's going to walk out.
She's got to remember something funny, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm reading that funny.
So... That's a top issue.
It could be that they just have a self-survey. Could just be a checklist.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have done this with some of my accounts where you had forms and they had to check off all these questions. You know, do you pour, not this is silly, do you pour the oil out of your tractors into a hole in the ground?
Yes.
I interrupted you, Rick. You got the two of the forms.
The third is the commissioner. The easiest and the most direct, because 100% of the basically is in the system is in our city, is to do the withdrawal. And a lot of times that wouldn't be the case, because you know, you could have a huge district and some little group wants to withdraw. Like somebody said to me, well, in fact, I got it from some of the folks at the sewer district, that Damascus didn't withdraw from either a sewer or water district. Well, my guess is that the boundaries of Damascus isn't wholly a water or sewer district. It's probably taking in Boring, Damascus. It could take that whole area out there. And so the city couldn't do it. You know, in Madras, an example, the water district in Madras, inside the city you have a rural water district and a city water district. Because the city is the old historical city limits, and they ran their own water district. Then the rural water district took everything outside the city. But as the city didn't withdraw as the city grew. Now what you have is a city that's over half the people in the city, except me, I vote and I'm in the rural water district. But my businesses are in the city water district, all in town. The city of Madras could withdraw all of that within their limits. The problem is the water source is owned by the rural district and it comes from 25 miles away and they've got millions in the bank with a dam on that thing. So there's no real reason for them to do it.
I think the Bend city limits incorporate several smaller rural water districts mm-hmm. to Avon and so
yeah.
on. And
question. Because they're working on solutions right now with the county, well not with the county, it's actually with the EPA for the outlying areas that aren't serviced by sewer.
Right.
And there's been talk of having the sewer district possibly expand.
The sewer.
How would this affect any of that as a possible solution?
The
I'm just asking.
That's a good question, mm-hmm. And that's one that the city is my understanding, and I know from other places it's done. So, mm-hmm. But the city can put sewer services outside the city.
Okay.
So
outside of the UGB?
Yep.
Okay.
And a good example is the prison in Matters is mm-hmm. 4 miles east.
Okay.
The state of Oregon ran a line straight into the Matters sewer plant.
Okay.
The industrial park in Matters is outside the, well, it was in the UGB, it was outside the city limits. It's in now, but it was out. And they've had sewer forever. As I was telling to, I think Lana and maybe Patty was there today, is one of the things that what you want to do, what you do with that is, if you expand, normally when you're outside the UGB, or excuse me, outside the city limits, you're going to have what's called a non-remonstrance agreement signed by the folks that if we run it out and the city was going to expand out there, they have to come along if we expand the sewer out. Now, this land outside the UGB is not going to be in the city, you know, particularly anyway. But and then you know the sewer is going to expand. You know, out once you get out of these kind of subdivisions that are tight. You know, I mean, you know, obviously you have a sewer. It's not cost effective. You can't have a sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have houses every.
Right. You can't have them with houses every
mile.
One, 3 acres, and then there's a quarter of a mile with no house and.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other question is, if we were to offer those services outside
mm-hmm.
to specific areas, would we charge, for example, higher rates since they're not paying taxes for the services in the city because they're getting city service and not paying taxes on the property?
That's possible, yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Okay.
Yes. That is often done because they're not paying the $2 a thousand city
right.
tax.
That's what I was wondering.
So, you know, what has been done in some cases is you pay 1.5 times on a sewer rate. So instead of paying your $25, you'd add $12.50 to it and pay $37 because you're not inside the city paying taxes. And, of course, all of that's voluntary. You can't gonna force the city. Isn't going to go out and force anyone.
No, but what I was thinking was there was a time when we as a city were looking at a much larger
city
that would include Out Today Road, for example. And it didn't pass because they were like, we're not getting
right.
city services, so why would we want to pay state taxes?
That's correct.
And we want the reverse to not be accurate either, where they're getting city services but not paying city.
Yeah, well, what you're going to do, like, I'm assuming you're talking all these subdivisions.
Yeah, I guess it's just hypothetical.
Are there houses in a lot of these?
Oh yeah. Probably would.
Oh, yeah.
It could 40-60% density. I mean,
okay.
per lot. Yeah,
right.
per
just,
lot.
I just, you know, I got subdivisions all the place. Don't have a house in.
Yeah,
they're nice
yeah.
on the map. But
yeah.
you're saying this has people.
Yeah, that does. Most people. Yeah.
You know, this is Keiko isn't yet in this. No, it's in the sewer, but not water. Or is it? It's in water, no sewer. But this is the sewer guys told me. This is their number one area they want to grow into. This
Keiko, yeah.
which is already in the city. What you do, that they're not. This is what you're going to do. You're going to make these people sign it. If we bring the sewer line out, they're going to sign a non-remonstrance agreement
mm-hmm.
that says they have to annex if and when we come out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two ways to do it. One is you charge them the one and say 1.5. These are all hypotheticals,
mm-hmm.
but you could charge them 1.5 times the rate. You could charge them 1.25. You can mm-hmm. do what you want. But say you did it 1.5 times, and they sign that they will merge. Annex into the city if and when that happens.
Okay.
And that's binding on the property, so if it sells, it's still there. Then, say you get, you know, you start serving, you get all these things say yes, then you can annex it out. And then they go back to the regular rate. That's the incentive.
Okay.
Because you're saying, these people say, what are you giving me? If you let them take it at the rate, then they're really going to argue with you because they're going to say, why have you got sewer? What all I'm going to do is pay $2 a thousand for taxes, so why do I want in the city? So you have to have that, a little bit of a carrot, and so you always want to charge more in lieu of taxes.
Can I point something out on the map, please?
Sure. Turn right in.
we remember a previous time when Stuart Water was here, and there was a discussion about annexing another part, and annexing this part, because this Huntington Road right here, they're on this side of the road, okay, and they're not, the district does not come out here, and there's a trailer park right down here. Where's Cagle? Right here.
Yeah.
There's a trailer park right here, mm-hmm. and they wanted to annex that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was two things they talked about, going down the road, getting money, and annexing those two places, which one of them would be outside the city limits. And it would be quite a bit of service, because there's good 30, 40.
Yeah.
Well, the AGE, and I don't know where that is, was addressing that. I think Adele asked to have that addressed in the IGA in terms of...
Yeah, that was part of our executive session.
Pardon?
That was part of our executive session to decide what direction that they were going to go to for that IGA.
Okay.
You know, and the IGA, I mean, we've thrown back, obviously, on that. We gave them that we wanted June 30th as a date and that we wouldn't not work on this between now and June 30th. We haven't heard anything back from them. Mm-hmm.
IGA is an intergovernmental agreement between the...
They canceled their meeting.
Yeah.
They canceled their meeting in August, so which means they're not meeting until July, or August, like September 20th or
23rd. I'm not sure on the date, but...
I think 21st, which is a Saturday in the morning.
Yeah, they're doing it, I guess, a Saturday meeting.
So what are the consequences to either the city or the districts by operating without an intergovernmental agreement? None?
Excuse me, I'm
really minimal.
That's a Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
21st is a Tuesday.
We haven't had one for 7 months.
Oh.
You know,
let's still flush the toilet.
That's why we say if you flush it, it goes away. It's minimal. You know, you can get into some hypotheticals, but they're pretty remote, and it's not really. There isn't. And so my guess is we may have this done by the time.
Yeah,
there
may never be another one. Yeah.
I then take prerogative of chairman of this committee and ask for a motion to have this committee recommend to the city the withdrawal proposal in terms of
withdrawal method.
Withdrawal method in terms of the water and sewer districts becoming part of the city.
I make a motion as stated.
A second.
Discussion.
I might add, aiming to have a public hearing before March 31st, 2011.
Okay, that's a different issue.
Kind of puts a time frame to it.
We can have another motion on that if you'd like. Okay. Yeah. Any other discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So,
just curious.
I'm sure that
we need to send
City Council.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
Today. But I think, and this is the one that you did.
Yes.
And all this is in here anyway.
Okay.
But when you gave this out, you said it wasn't ready. And I think that we distributed it.
Well, I just didn't know if people wanted to change some things or add some things.
Yeah.
And I just put the ballot on the. I think the ballot was on this one.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Well, I was making. Oh, good. If you put that, I wanted to make it front and back. One of my things, which you know, we've all talked so much, but the vote. This has been decided,
mm-hmm.
and so
oh, yeah.
You know, you don't. The last thing we need to do is start voting on things two and three times. Yeah, now they might not have moved forward on it because of various reasons, but it doesn't mean you re-ask the question. Nothing's changed, and so.
Tony, I think we can move forward with your. Timeline, if you really want to make a recommendation to the City Council regarding that timeline.
The idea is to put scope on this. If we want to put it in the motion form, you're saying at this point? We recommend to the City Council to have this public hearing before March 31st, 2011, aiming at...
July 1st
of 2011 for adoption of the for the withdrawal to be executed there or something.
Yeah.
We have a second.
Second.
Okay, discussion. We'll vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Good. Moving right along.
Good job.
Yeah.
On this item you handed us, Adele, mm-hmm. One of the things that I always think of when we say streamline into one stop, new businesses need to coordinate with separate entities. So we have to go to the water board, the sewer board, the city, and then county planning, though, too. So I think of it as four entities.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a planning department.
But that won't go away immediately.
Well, it's just adding the...
Yeah, that's the
point. How it's not even as bad as three, it's four. You know, it's bad.
Right.
Because we're not going to have a planning department for a while still, I don't think.
No.
So. It'll be. Yeah.
In the next paragraph, more efficient use of taxpayer money, I think that... we're talking could be put back into the water sewer systems for improvements, efficiencies, or rate change.
You know,
or rate change.
Wasn't that discussed though that those rates are subject to the loans
yeah.
that are? I mean, those were approved based on the current rate. We would have to.
You know. Yeah, that's
true that we could still support those yeah. loans without the rate. With the
sewer
rate
rates, really, the USDA tells you kind of. And one of the things when I've talked to some of you is I think to keep credibility, you know, what I don't want to be a shoe salesman and run around and make people think that we're going to take $5 a month off your water or sewer bill and then we can't do it when we find out we get it. And so, and I've said that even on SDCs. Until you have it and you've analyzed it, be careful making. So I hate to use it as an advertising piece that says we're going to possibly reduce rates. You know, sewer and water districts. One thing I will that I agree with the districts. They are big, expensive capital operations, and because it's $5,500 for a hookup on a house, can we make it $4,900? I have no idea, and we won't know. So I don't want people saying we need to do this because the city's going to lower SDCs. No more than I want the district running around saying, well, the city's going to raise them to 7. Nobody can say we're going to lower them, and no one can say we're going to raise them. It costs a lot to run the darn thing, and I'm assuming they've got them where they think they need to be. Some of these efficiencies might help us in some ways, but this isn't a money issue. It's more of efficiency of operation. All of that.
I agree. I absolutely, you couldn't do anything until we're down the road far enough to know what we can do.
What you might see is you don't have to raise SDCs. They sit for a while or something. Just, you know. But what the other thing, I can tell you what it does do, and I told this to the bulletin today. You saw where Ben has been looking at maybe they're giving you better terms on your SDCs. They're letting you spread them out. They're Redmond's looking at some things. Everybody's doing every little town has their little thing they're doing. Prineville, you know, worked with Facebook on some of that stuff. We don't have that ability because we don't have control. As I told the bulletin, you'd have to go to 3 different districts and talk. The city.
Exactly. The only thing right now we have to offer somebody is the enterprise zone.
Yes, we. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So. Now, so far, the opposition to this, I don't know, other than a couple people here or there just ask questions, which that's not opposition. I haven't yet had what I would call anyone too worked up over this. Have you?
Nope.
With the exception of one or two people.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you're bound to have one. I figured you could get it to almost, you know, you got 10 people, 4 would be against it, 6 for it. I mean, kind of a 60-40 thing. But yeah. Well, we may be much smoother sailing than that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
At this point, and I'm a stickler for sticking on schedule, it's almost 6, and I want to leave it open for public comment. Since we've had kind of a good discussion here.
I'd like to get a direction on where you want to go with this.
Are you talking about
are we ready for...
Yeah, what we could do is we could take the ballot and and put it on the back and just have it sit at the counter and have it around for people to, to, you know, to...
I mean, does everybody agree with the message of the cartoon?
So, yeah, it's, I mean, we have a consensus from...
Well, the cartoon,
I don't know about the cartoon.
The cartoon.
It seems a little negative to me.
Yeah.
What's that?
The cartoon.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about the cartoon either when I kind of just looked at it here. I thought, is it too hard to figure out what it's saying?
Maybe we can take this and stick it in here.
Well, see, the whole idea...
This is what
though.
I had.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
These two will be back-to-back. More... And she took basically those same words.
Okay. And just consolidated them under three.
Well, I kind of did a little bit.
You were going to say something else, Adele.
Okay.
About the cartoon.
Oh, I can soften it a little bit, but I wanted some type of, trying this kind of a new bent on trying to get information out, and this, being in a cartoon style, just to try it out, and I'll be willing to. I couldn't think of anything, and you know I'm not an artist, so that's why I had to like paste and do all sorts of things.
Give us a little adding machine, just you can come in if
we can do another message. But this was just not like my first thought, and I was thinking that's why I wanted everybody to take a good look at it.
I don't think I understand it.
I thought it was an angel to talk.
Yeah, I didn't.
So my idea was that in order to get economic opportunities and for the city to make decisions about the jobs that come in and economic opportunities, that they're going to need to take control and not have this someone else in control of the decisions. The angel kind of represents, you're not coming in, and here we have the welcome sign.
Well, you're right. Up to this point, we've been hostage by the water and sewer district in terms of their approach to businesses and industry coming in. And I've said for years that was a problem. But do we have a consensus from the committee on putting together the ballot and that information that Rick was talking about as a presentation for discussion and public information?
Short of the cartoon?
Short of the cartoon. Everybody
that's
agree?
Fine, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
It's just going to be a consensus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
you guys
are
chill.
I can produce this one, and if you work on some little cartoon sheet with something else that we can have two pieces.
That's a great idea.
Put it in a
simple, something simple, but pictures are better.
Maybe showing people having to go to three different places.
Well, yeah, that's going to sound like
for a show.
One
thing, it says Lapine open for business, and then you have three doors that says City Utilities, City, and it's all one store, and Lapine open for business.
That's a good idea.
Something like that.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to talk, let's talk to Vicki.
Oh, Vicki Jackson. Realtor, whatever. It looks like from reading the minutes from your last meeting, Don and Zeke said the districts are getting ready to annex the two subdivisions, Glenwood Acres and Cagle, in addition to some other areas. She said the process is that the districts go to Deschutes County and request annexation of the areas. So my suggestion is move as fast as you can, because it looks like, they've got their annexations into the county right now. I don't know if you know, Rick, but...
Well, the county didn't mention it the other night. I don't know that they're in a mood to...
We know that the county supports this move.
Right. And for me, I've heard a lot of people complaining about the sewer and water bills. So I think it's a great thing, but yes.
That's good to be aware of.
Yes.
I don't see them rushing at this point now to try to annex something, to try to... Although Cagle's in the city anyway, so at the end of the day, it doesn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to go outside, and nobody would.
Is one of those 50 outside?
The park across the other areas.
The other areas was the trailer park, as I understood her to say.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Probably we would have it done before there was a.
Yeah.
They could get it done.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
May I?
Yeah,
the other part was about Cagle had to do something with money. There was enough density there to provide a money stream to support a loan. If I remember correctly, it had something to do with the new sewer system on that new BLM property.
I remember, you're right.
Okay,
yeah.
And that was the whole reason for wanting to take in Cagle, even though it was part of the city. That's what I seem to recall.
It should come in, but it is going to take a loan. It's going to take a lot of money to run sewer lines over there. And then you got to size them. You know, if you're going to take in that trailer park, you're going to run a pipe down Cagle. You got to make sure that's big enough to keep going.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then we, you know, someone came in and talked about wanting us to pave Cagle Road. If you pave Cagle Road, we want to make sure you put a sewer line underneath it when you pave it. So, see, all of this, that's another reason you need the coordination.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't tear a road up after you put it in. So.
Okay. Anything else to be brought up? I think
what I wanted to know, well, the three things that I were thinking are the most important that I would like to work on before our next meeting, and hopefully I would, to get a preliminary report on financing. What's the USDA? What's that process? And how do they look at us assuming loans? Okay, because I'll just go through this. This is a quick list, and there's many more. If I look at the things that I do, I want to know, and the list is probably triple this. So, and this is in no order: the whole employees, payroll, benefits, offices. They have an office, and you know, just the whole office structure thing. Insurance issues, systems from audits to bookkeeping to software systems, bank accounts. Transfer of all fixed assets, you know, how well does that really move? They have title to a truck. Well, we can say under OS, do you go out and tow it off? I mean, do they voluntarily release the title? I mean, you know, those are, there's a lot of little things, but those can come later. That's why they're not at the top. Well, this is one that's not yet there, but I have curiosity over liquid assets. Cash in the bank,
yes,
which exceeds $500,000.
Mm. Water districts do have to have large.
And I'm assuming that has to come with it. I mean, it's part of it, and I think that's where the voters would come unglued if any, you know. But I'm not asked. In other words, the discussion talks about pipes.
And but it says other assets.
Yeah, so.
That was what I was thinking, is that part of other, and we would need a legal opinion on that.
Yeah, well, believe me, the liquid assets will, you know, no, that'll be a, you know, we'll be there on that for sure. But that isn't still at the top. What I'd like to come back is, I want to know on the transfer of the water right. The water right's in the name of the district, and water right issues are a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I need to call my friends at Water Resources and talk to Kyle Gorman and those guys and start finding out. If we take it over, is it just simply a transfer process, or do we have to apply? And just what? And I think that. And the other way is the DEQ, where you have a permit to put the effluent on the fields. I just want to know what's that? Are they going to require you start over? Which I mean, I can't imagine any of this. You're using the same land, and these should be transfers. But I'd like to know on money, DEQ, and water rights, which are the big pieces to doing this. We can figure out employees and offices, but...
My feeling is the water rights would be, are transferable. They are anyway. If somebody buys a piece of land, then you transfer the water rights with that.
I'm assuming it is. It's probably a several-month process.
Yeah.
So I just want to find out.
No, good point.
So those are the three things I was going to work on for sure.
So the water, I know, aren't some of the water situation come from outside?
Yes. See, the source of the water is outside the city.
See, that's where.
But believe me, that's why they can only have a water if they have a reason to use it. So if they end up with a water right, and they have no customer to send it to. They don't get to just hold on. This 3-acre district that's left doesn't get to just hold on to a water right. Mm-hmm. But that's why that's on my top list. I want to talk about the water right and who gets it, how do you transfer it, and if there's an issue, does the state, does it follow the customer? And I believe it follows the customer. Is you know, the consumer. So, that's it.
That's my assumption, but that's an assumption. You know how good those are.
And if there's anything else you guys want me to work on, which you, that you're curious in the next month, although don't forget, this is a several month process, so we don't need to do it all in the first month.
Right. Well, then it can be done after.
I'm working on franchise fees and other things.
Well, along those lines, I know that people are joking around with your services and you know, your career and stuff. You're on a short-term contract. Do you think you're going to be available till July 1st next year?
Well, the council gets to make that decision. But
I mean, that's going to be a question from.
If I'm having fun like I am now, which I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. So that's the plan.
I enjoy it. So I can stay for. I have a plan for
that's
after
fine.
The first
yeah.
of the year. Okay. But yes, I can.
Because we'll vote on it and see if, you know, the committee says that you have to stay.
Probably I will need to stay. I mean, the reality is you probably can't leave in February in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Because you, would be hard to. Because you could have a new majority of the council coming, you're not going to find anyone wanting to look at the job until you know what this new council wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they may not want a manager, they may want a recorder. No one's going to quit a job and start moving here.
Well, so then
30 days into a new council.
The reality is July 1st may be a good time for another manager hire. I mean, just thinking out loud here, and I know it's not our position, but...
I'm working on some ideas with that, but...
Things that you can kind of see coming over the horizon, you know.
One of my thoughts was, and only touching on parts of it, is bringing, depending on what we do for a manager, is bringing in someone that... serves and actually we're here together for a while.
Mm. Yeah, that may work.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's just yeah.
And so that you know, you know, after being here in Lapine and kind of getting a feel for what type of personality you need, I don't believe that part of me thinks that a traditional city manager that's got 20 years off somewhere is not going to actually do that well here.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see Lapine being that, because it is kind of a dynamic community. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a lot of staff. You need more kind of an in-the-trenches type. We may have to nurture maybe an assistant manager somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone that's 35 years old that is an up-and-comer and is kind of learning, and you could mentor them along for a few months. So, you know, maybe you bring them in March or something, mm-hmm. but you work your way down for another 6 months, and my time decreases over that time period, and then you kind of do a transition. Something, that's one of the things I've been thinking about. But the new council, as I had the question come up today from mm-hmm. someone, they said, well, are you starting to hire someone yet? And I said, well, I've only been here 2 months. And
yeah.
I mean, and I think at this point, I would put that, the whole hiring thing, really wait till January.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because it all fits together, doesn't it? You know, everything here.
Yeah. But they can throw me out tomorrow, but I'm liking it.
Yes, they could.
As long as they'll keep me around right now, I'm fine.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Anything else to be discussed tonight? If not, we stand adjourned until September 21st at 5 o'clock.
Great. Is it September 21st? We're doing it on Tuesdays. He did it on Tuesdays because it's easier for me the way we...
Yeah.